Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We might be close to a deal. The president said today that Japan is on their way over, and he's predicting a big, beautiful deal with Japan. We also have the president basically telling the EU today, buy $350 billion of our energy and get rid of your this trade deficit, which is kind of a BS thing anyway, but and then we can have a deal. So I am really optimistic. I'm going to be optimistic that we're going to announce a deal very soon because we need to. The market was doing great today, and then at the end, by the closing bell, it was back in the red. It was negative, and once deals start happening, once we start making some announcements here, we're going to be in good shape. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Art Laffer is a Reagan economist. Free trade guy, not a tariff guy. And yet he's predicting incredible success with all of this, with Trump's negotiating skills and everything else. Plus, I'm going to tell you what Judge Jeanine said on The Five, and thanks to our buddy Michael Pelka for sending that our way. It probably is the audio clip of the day, possibly of our lifetime. But here's what Art Laffer was predicting today on Kudlow, Cut 11.
We know what the tariffs are. We know what the non-trade. The trade deficit is not a problem. If you get people to bring their businesses back to the U.S., to load up their machines in Mexico, to drive them up over the border so they now employ Americans and not Mexicans, if you do that because we have good policies, that's called a Mexican trade surplus and a U.S. trade deficit. Trade deficits are capital surpluses. That's when you bring the capital home. So anything that says the trade deficit is bad is completely wrong. The U.S. needs a trade deficit because that's a capital surplus. When Reagan's tax cuts took effect on January 1st, 1983, the U.S. went into a huge trade deficit as the economy boomed beyond belief. Everyone was trying to invest in the United States, Larry. And what do you want? Capital lined up in your borders trying to get into your country or trying to get out of your country? Of course you want them to come into the country, and that's what happened with Reagan. And by the way, that's what's going to happen with Trump with its phenomenal policies. What he has done and all the rest of the policies are spectacular. I'm thinking, he was the best single president on economics, by the way, in his first term. And if he does this right this time, he'll be the best president ever in economics. But it has to be, we need a big trade deficit, a big capital surplus. surplus while everyone brings the jobs back to America. That's what we need.
Okay, now look, here's the deal. And yeah, it'd be great to get our laugh run. Absolutely. You have these deals, you negotiate these deals, you end the trade barriers that are in place, and then you deregulate. You just do massive deregulation, like he announced today with coal. Massive deregulation for coal. You get the energy production in this country going again. Oil, natural gas, and coal. And yes, nuclear and also mini nuclear plants. And yes, get it all going. Get it all going and start exporting our energy to places like Europe. Have some of these countries agree to buy energy from us instead of Vladimir Putin, instead of people like Venezuela and that whack job down there. You deregulate, tax cuts become permanent. It will be an incredible booming economy. Absolutely, no doubt about it. My opinion is we have to announce some deals very soon. And I'm glad that Japan's on the way over. And the president said that today when he was with the coal people at the White House, the coal people, as Bill Clinton used to call them. He's with the coal guys. And he said Japan's on their way over. So that they're going to be number one. Hopefully we announce a deal with Japan this week. And it's a great one. And then we're gangbusters. I really hope so. Here's Byron Donalds on CNN. And this is Byron Donalds, who, of course, is going to run for governor of Florida. He wants this to be a success. We all need this to be a success for America. No doubt about this. It's a negotiation. Has to be a negotiation. This is where we are. Cut 12.
I will say that while China might be saber rattling, there are a lot of other nations who are coming to the table. And look, I think the message is pretty clear at this point. If you want to come to the table and negotiate the future of trade with the United States, then I think the president and his team are definitely open to do that. But if you want to retaliate and saber rattle, then the president is more than willing to continue go down the road of tariff policy. And the reason why is very simple. For decades, many countries were building their economies on the back of the American economy. And it worked well about 30, 40 years ago when we had cheaper goods in the United States. But when the actual wealth creation process in our country was moving overseas, you have less jobs, you have less high-paying jobs, and you have other countries getting rich while Americans are trying to basically tread water. You couple that with the fact that we've had too many people on Capitol Hill overspending, creating inflation, decreasing the purchasing power of our dollar here in the United States, and it's not the recipe for consistent economic growth. So in short, if you want to come to the table and negotiate like many countries are doing right now, the president and his team are open for business and they're willing to talk.
And I don't want these tariffs being permanent. I agree with Elon Musk on this point, but I also have been saying to you, I think the president is doing this right now as a negotiation. And if that's the case, if that's what we're doing, then good. But this question came up at the White House press briefing. Let's cue up cut 37. And Caroline Levitt said it. And this is why, you know, I'm defending Rand Paul. I'm defending Elon Musk. We need to be able to have disagreement on these things. We need to be able to have debate on these things. I respect the fact that Elon Musk feels confident enough to be able to say this. And I'm very glad that Caroline Levitt said what she said today regarding this debate between Elon Musk and Peter Navarro on this. Cut 37.
There's been some public sparring between Elon Musk and the president's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, on some of these tariffs. Musk actually referred to Navarro today as being, quote, dumber than a sack of bricks. Are you at all, or is the administration, the president, all concerned that this is maybe impacting the public's understanding of these tariffs? It might be messing with the message on it?
No, look, these are obviously two individuals who have very different views on trade and on tariffs. Boys will be boys, and we will let their public sparring continue. And you guys should all be very grateful that we have the most transparent administration in history. And I think it also speaks to the president's willingness to hear from all sides, that he has people at the highest levels of this government in this White House who have very diverse opinions on very diverse issues, but the president takes all opinions in mind, and then he makes the best decision based on the best interests of the American public. Deanna.
Okay, there you go. Good. Excellent. It's important to have this debate. So I think that there are people around Trump who want tariffs to be permanent, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to see these deals. I just want these deals. I want to let's announce a win this week, you know, sooner rather than later, let's do this, announce a deal, consistent messaging. You go along with the deregulation, you go along with making the tax cuts permanent, and we have to cut government spending. and we have to open up energy. Well, we're doing that. The energy part of it, we're doing. I mean, we are going full bore, and the president deserves enormous credit for that. But what he's doing to deregulate through the EPA, through the Department of Energy, with Chris Wright and Doug Burgum and Lee Zeldin is outstanding. And that is key to American success, key to our prosperity. And also, too, it's key to a free world, because the free world, if the United States of America is supplying oil and natural gas, if in all these countries that made stupid policies like Germany, stupid economic decisions around their green climate nonsense, and they're not giving Vladimir Putin $1 trillion, at the same time they're giving Ukraine money to fight Vladimir Putin, well, that's a win. That's a win. But it was Judge Jeanine on the Five who was talking about Trump's negotiating skills and why she's very confident that a deal is going to be reached. And this is what she said today.
And let me tell you something. Donald Trump knows where the short hairs are, and he knows where to pull them.
All right.
And let me tell you.
And I think we all know exactly what she means by that. So, you know, if you don't, then ask a friend. But she's right. No, she's right. I mean, that's what gives me the hope on this. Now, the other big issue of the day today is the courts. And we got some big wins today in the courts. And last night, too, with the courts saying that you can have, now the president can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport people as this moves through the lower courts. Also, another win today with the president being able to fire people in the executive branch as that also moves through the courts. It's important to note, the final decision has not been made on these issues, but the Supreme Court is siding with the president at the moment. But I still believe he's going to win in the end. And I think he's doing the absolute right thing by going through the court process and exposing these leftist judges for who they are. I really do. I really believe that. And I think that's what by doing that is excellent. Now, one of the dumbest things that was said today was by Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Shocking. It's a day ending in Y that she's said something ridiculous, stupid, and also racist. Well, this is her suggesting the United States needs illegal immigrants because, well, cut number five.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hands. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
I know that's right.
Yeah, this act of hers is starting to wear really thin here, because she went to a good school and she didn't grow up in the hood. And this whole thing is so phony. It really is. It's so phony. The one warning on China and this notion of a trade war with China. And I think Rand Paul put it best when he talked about China. And he said this with regards to this. He talked about the fact that, you know, if we get into a trade war with China, and then they may invade Taiwan. You know, what might be keeping them from invading Taiwan right now is the fact that the United States is trading with China to such a degree. So I hope that gets fixed very quickly for a lot of reasons, but a trade war with China could result in something even worse than just simply a trade war. And I still think that China probably unleashed COVID on the world to get back at Donald Trump for the tariffs in the first place. So I think it's almost as if trading with China keeps peace. And that's something important to note, too. So I hope that they can work that out. I hope that they can figure that out very, very quickly. And the president is looking to make all these deals. Here's Caroline Leavitt from the White House press briefing today. This is cut number six. Take a listen.
As the president said yesterday, Jasmine, both things can be true at the same time. And it is a non-negotiable position that the United States has faced a national security and economic crisis because of the unfair trade practices by countries around the world. As for the president, I have maintained this position. The entire administration has always said that President Trump is willing to pick up the phone and talk. And the president met with his trade team this morning, and he directed them to have tailor-made trade deals with each and every country that calls up this administration to strike a deal and listen. And each and every one of these trade deals should be tailored and unique based on that country's markets, based on that country's exports, the imports here in the United States of America. What makes the most sense for the American worker and for our industry? The president is focused on putting America first.
Okay, so these deals, good. That's what I want. Now, we got to figure out the China situation, and we have to figure that out because, we're dealing with a very untrustworthy country here. And I think Rand Paul's point about China invading Taiwan is not something we can just easily dismiss. This is what she said today regarding China and their retaliation of the trade. Cut number 8.
You mentioned the 70 countries or so. I'm curious, though, under what conditions at this point would President Trump talk to President Xi about tariffs?
Well, look, I just spoke to the president about this, and he believes that China wants to make a deal with the United States. He believes China has to make a deal with the United States. It was a mistake for China to retaliate. The president, when America is punched, he punches back harder. That's why there will be 104% tariffs going into effect on China tonight at midnight. But the president believes that Xi and China want to make a deal. They just don't know how to get that started. And the president also wanted me to tell all of you that if China reaches out to make a deal, he'll be incredibly gracious, but he's going to do what's best for the American people.
Good. Let's hope there's a deal there as well. That would be great. Okay. More to come in our fourth and final hour. I got a lot more to get into with you, including some mayors behaving badly locally and also nationally as well. We'll talk about that. But I want to tell you about Garden State Earthworks, because this is the time. This is the time of year right now you got to be thinking about water problems in your yard and what you do with them. So you reach out to my buddy Lou Vargo at GardenStateEarthworks.com. He's the man. He's going to take great care of you and solve your water problems, guaranteed. This is what I mean about Garden State Earthworks. And here's their number, by the way. Easy to remember. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Lou Vargo came to me first. Our old house had a wet basement. He said to me, "You'll never have another drop of water in that basement again." Man of his word, we never did. Our new house we moved into, the backyard was like a pond. I mean, it was like up to Reagan's knees. And drain the water away, never had a water problem. So if you have water problems, you think about the consequences and how much that could cost you. From damaged basements, damaged hardscaping, foundations, pool liners, your pool itself getting destroyed, all of it. So GardenStateEarthworks.com. Now, they're super busy this time of year because all the spring rain really ratchets up those water problems. But if you call them right now and you tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. Such an easy number to remember. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bessent, they're going to begin negotiations with Japan.
A lot of our trading partners, including some of our allies, have not been good partners. If tariffs are so bad, why do they have them? Why do they have them? Right? Or if the American consumer is going to pay all the tariff, then why do they care about tariff?
Right.
Because they're going to eat them.
Okay, this is coming as now the president says Japan is sending a top team to negotiate, a top team. Okay. And then the other big win today is that the Supreme Court of the United States of America handed another win to the president of the United States today by ruling that all of the people that were that he has the ability to actually fire them. So this is good. This is another win on the heels of the win from yesterday when they said that the president can use the Alien Enemies Act. The Supreme Court today with another win for the White House. And this is the CNN report on that.
We start, though, with breaking news at the Supreme Court. It just handed President Trump another win, allowing his administration to fire hundreds of probationary federal workers. I want to get straight to Paula Reed, who was looking through the decision. Paula, what did they say?
So, Dana, this is a significant win for the administration. The fourth one they have notched from the Supreme Court in just the past few days. Here, this decision is focused on thousands of fired probationary federal workers. Now, this this decision will allow the government to keep those individuals off the payroll while the larger questions about these firings are litigated. Now, this was decided not on a constitutional issue or really on the merits. It was decided on something called standing, which is whether the individuals who brought this lawsuit had the right to do so. And here the court says that the nine nonprofit organizations did not have standing in this case. So again, this is sort of a technical win, but it is still a win for the administration, though it's unclear how this will apply to all fired probationary workers, because a separate judge in Maryland earlier this month ordered a pause and a reinstatement of some employees that are not covered by this case. But I do want to say, Dana, the Justice Department, the Trump administration, they've been waiting for a while for good news from the courts after a string of losses, and they have been getting a lot of good news from the high court over the past few days.
Now, that's the reason why I've been saying to you, it's important for the president to go through the process and respect the lower court rulings and go through the process, because ultimately he's going to win. He's on solid legal footing with this stuff. He can fire people. He can deport people. He's on solid legal grounds. So then go through the process this way. First of all, you don't open up the precedent whereby a Democrat comes in the future and does what Joe Biden did and just ignore the courts, or does what Franklin Roosevelt did and just tries to pack the courts. And then the other part of this, too, is then you disarm this whole notion of this dictator who does whatever he wants and doesn't listen to the courts. Hey, he's been following the law and listening to the courts and going along with the courts. So that's what he's been doing and what he said he was committed to do. He's like, I'm going to follow the courts. And then some people got mad at that. They said, no, he can't do that. He's just got to ignore them. No reason to. He's on solid legal ground. He's got justices on the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett did not dissent on this one, by the way. He's got justices on the Supreme Court, for the most part, who understand the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's why he's going to be successful. And that's why he is successful in the courts, ultimately at the high court. But we're not turning around then and creating this horrible precedent that we would regret, which is that we just start ignoring the executive branch, just starts ignoring the judiciary. Because then it's just chaos. And then at some point in the future, when that happens to us and it's our side who's on the receiving end of that, we're not going to like it very, very much. So I think that that's what it has to be in that sense. Oh, and, you know, Caroline Leavitt today was asked the question about Elon Musk and Peter Navarro publicly sparring over tariffs, because Elon Musk said Peter Navarro is, I think, dumber than a bag of rocks, I think is the exact term. And she said, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. And all I thought of was Dawn Stensland, because she has boys. But no, and then she said, you gotta admire the transparency of this administration, that we have these comments, these disagreements are all happening in public, and you get to see them and you get to watch them. And we don't hide from anything. And the president hears a variety of different opinions, and then he makes up his mind that he goes from there. But look, this is why I think the market is rebounding and doing so well, is because the White House is going to make deals with these countries, which is what needs to happen. And that's how I see it. That's how I see this to go forward. And I think that Elon Musk out there publicly sparring with Peter Navarro on this gives them the sense that, yeah, you know what, this is not going to be permanent tariffs. This is going to be the kind of thing that results in tariffs going away as very fair trade agreements are reached between the United States and trading allies and partners. That's what I think. That's my read on this. I can't speak for the market. I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion of what the confidence in the market today is all about. So he's not considering delaying the tariffs. And I think that from a position of bargaining strength, that's what you have to say. You got to say, no, we're doing this. Because if the other countries don't think you're serious, well, then they're not going to go along with this. I mean, that's the game, right? The game is you got to believe the person at the table has the hand. Otherwise, your poker is not going to go well, your poker face. You got to have that. So if you sit around, well, maybe we'll delay him, we're not sure, maybe then the countries think, okay, well, he doesn't really have the cojones to go through with this, therefore, we don't really have to make a great deal. He's not going to really do this. This is all talk and all bluster. That's what has to happen. if you're going to go down this road, then you have to make it very, very obvious to these other countries that this is not some sort of just talk, not some sort of game. This is what's happening, whether you like it or not. And then that's when they turn around and they go, okay, so let's make a deal here. All right, let's make a deal and let's all be friends and let's do that. Okay, that's what we're talking about. That's what we need to have happen. I don't know what to do about these freaking genetically engineered direwolves. I don't know why we're doing this, why we're recreating extinct species in the lab. I feel like we're all just, this is all a moot point because at some point these genetically engineered creatures are going to kill us all. I thought it was the robots, but now it's the robots who are making genetically engineered once extinct species like direwolves. It was the freaking Game of Thrones wolf, right? The direwolf. It's also a Grateful Dead song, obviously, but no, I'm just saying that makes me nervous. We always talked about the whole idea about robots are robot overlords. Now I got freaking direwolf overlords. And how they did this too? They genetically engineered the wolves with white hair and muscular jaws, just like the extinct direwolf. Genetically engineered wolves that may resemble extinct direwolves are trotting, sleeping, and howling in an undisclosed secure location in the United States. According to a company that aims to bring back lost species, what could possibly go wrong? I was watching 1923. I highly recommend the show. It is one of the prequels to Yellowstone. I recommend 1883. You should watch that first and then watch 1923. If you have not seen Yellowstone, don't worry about it. All you got to know is that the Dutton family in Yellowstone is fighting to keep their land. And it's the origin story of how they got the land and the battles to preserve the land. But you don't really have to see Yellowstone to appreciate those prequel stories. But anyway, there is a scene with a wolf with rabies. And I'm just saying, those friggin' things don't mess around. So if you got a dire wolf with rabies, they've been extinct 10,000 years, and they're much larger than gray wolves. I don't know. I don't know. This is the kind of thing. And then they want to bring back the dodo, the freaking dodo bird. But did we watch? We all watched Jurassic Park, right? Like, they keep making movies about this. They keep making movies about dinosaurs. And all I keep thinking about is Jeff Goldblum saying, life finds a way. Remember that scene in the first Jurassic Park? He said, life finds a way. It certainly does. And then it was Senator Ed Durr who, you know, it reminded me of a great quote from a movie, which is, you've all spent so much time thinking, seeing if you could do it, you never bothered to ask if you should do it. And that's a great point, too. You never bothered to ask if you should do it. Should we bring back the extinct dire wolf? And other extinct species. I heard somebody joke about, well, don't bring back the T-Rex. No, that's probably going to happen at some point, too. That's probably going to happen at some point. Somebody's going to open up a Jurassic Park. Somebody's going to open a dinosaur island with freaking genetically engineered dinosaurs. Michael Crichton was a genius. He really was. Michael Crichton was a genius. And he wrote Jurassic Park. He also warned about the climate change hoax and how it's all fugazi. If you have not read Michael Crichton's books, you definitely should, because he's one of the absolute best. And his book on climate change, which just completely mocks it. And he was a doctor, you know, State of Fear. Thank you. That's the name of the book, State of Fear. Excellent read. Excellent read about the nonsense of climate change and the ecological scare tactics going on by certain groups. But at the same time, he did warn us about genetically engineering things like dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, which is a warning about this. I mean, you know, the book is fun, the movie's fun, but the book is a warning about messing with Mother Nature. What have we done? We've also created, we're creating diseases in laboratories. COVID-19, you know, Fauci yesterday, well, I think there might be another respiratory thing that might be coming along. And well, stop making these freaking things in the laboratories, and then maybe we won't have to worry about this stuff. Like, if you mess with nature, nature messes back. It's like, when are we going to learn this stuff? When are we going to learn the ideas of this? And then we can step back from the brink for a minute and say, maybe we should just stop messing with all of this. We have enough crazy people in the world. We have enough crazy things happening in the world. So I'm just pointing that out, you know. The other thing I wanted to point out to you is that the Democrat mayor of, is it Lumberton, New Jersey, who got busted with a DUI. She had her kids in the car. And I know other shows have played the tape of the, and her husband came out and said, her name is Gina LaPlaca. Her husband came out and said that she's going through addiction and she's in rehab and everything else. A lot of people have called on her to step down. I think she should, because there's a story today and it says the husband of the Democrat mayor is hitting back at critics and saying, it's not like she's the mayor of some big city. Leave her alone and give her her privacy. You got to, but you can't leave her alone. That's the problem. It's the mayor. You're the mayor. He said, it's not like she's the mayor of some big city. Lumberton only has 13,000 people. All I want for my family is to get better and for everyone to leave her alone. I agree. Get better, but resign so you can focus on your family and get better. And then, you know, if you can always run again in the future, but, or you have to take the slings and arrows of being an elected official and understand that that comes with the territory. Unfortunately, public figures don't have the ability to turn around and say, I want my privacy respected. If you do, you got to get out of the public eye. I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm not judging. Look, people have struggles with addiction and people have problems and I get it. Life's tough. But the reality of being a public figure or an elected official is that you can't turn around and demand your privacy. Like Meghan Markle has to stop demanding her privacy every time she does a new Netflix special. But if you're an elected official, you are under the eye and you're under the microscope because you're an elected official. And yes, you're held to a higher standard because you're an elected official. That's the reality. So people are going to have lots of conversations about the situation. If you don't want to engage in that, then you should not be in office because it's fair game. It is fair game. No different than if you broke any other law. No different than if you did something else. You can't say, I want my privacy respected. I don't want to talk about this. Now you're the mayor of the town. You know, whether the town is 13,000 people or 130,000 people isn't the point. You're an elected official. You're a public figure, and you can't hide from that fact. So that's the way that has to be. Even his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, Murphy, called on her to resign as a Democrat mayor. I hope she gets better. I hope her family's okay. I mean, she was speeding through my town, apparently drunk. That bothers me. I was thinking about that. You know, all these kids walking around the streets and crossing streets and coming back from school. And you got this drunk mom on St. Patrick's Day cruising through towns. It's not good. It's not good at all. And as a mayor, you would expect better judgment from somebody. So it's fair game, public scrutiny, to turn around and say, do you have the judgment necessary to do this job? Do you have you got demons, you're battling your demons? Fine, but does that really leave you the ability then to be mayor? All those conversations are fair game. It just are. That's just life. Whether you're the mayor of Lumberton, or you're the mayor of New York City, or the mayor of Philadelphia, or if you're a famous person. Because famous people also get under the scrutiny of these things. The difference, though, is that they're not elected to anything. They're not holding a leadership position. So the scrutiny is a little bit different. And you expect a lot of celebrities to be crazy and addicted to drugs and alcohol. But if it's an elected official, you have to question the judgment, whether or not they're healthy enough to do the job. And it's more than reasonable for the constituents in the town to have those conversations, because it happened in a very public way. This wasn't something that was a private family issue inside the confines of the house. It was on public streets and public roadways and involving a very public police department and, endangering the public. So, and I don't care whether she's a Democrat or Republican. I'd be saying the exact same thing. She happens to be a Democrat, but it's the same thing. You can't do that and then expect everybody to leave you alone. That's unrealistic. That's unrealistic and not fair to the constituents and not fair to the residents of the town. You know, and so for her, I understand her husband's perspective. Her husband says that she deserves her privacy. Well, then she should resign. If you and your family have made the determination that she deserves her privacy and to battle these demons and to get better and do all those things, understandable. Perfectly reasonable. And if I were the husband, I'd want the same thing. So the wife, so then you have to resign. You have to resign as mayor. Otherwise, you're subject to all the questions and scrutiny, and you're subject to people standing there at public meetings and questioning your judgment and questioning your ability to do the job. You know, because this, I mean, it wasn't just a matter of just driving drunk, which is bad enough, but yeah, kid in the car, crash into something, speeding through all these towns, reckless driving, open container of vodka in the car. I mean, these are serious questions about judgment. And then, you know, if you're trying to raise taxes or something, I'm going to, and I live in Lumberton, I'm definitely going to question your judgment and turn around and say, hey, I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, were you drunk when you made this budget? People deserve their privacy in life, yes, but that's means that you can't be a publicly elected official and expect that. There's a different level of scrutiny on everything you do, on everything you do. That's just reality. That's just life. You know, that's just the reality of life. People deserve their privacy, yes, but if you are an elected official, you just don't get that. You know, I don't make the rules. The people that elect you deserve answers, and they get to ask questions as many as they want. That's the ability. That's the beauty of our system of government, is that the people get to ask their elected officials as many questions as they want about topics, including their own mental state. And the politicians can push back. They have a right too to say, hey, it's none of your freaking business, but you can't criticize them for asking the questions because you've entered the public field. You're in the public arena. All right. Actually, I have another mayor behaving badly story for you, which I'll get to. This time, this is in North Dakota or something. This guy's got a sex tape or something. Yeah, this is another mayor behaving badly. I'll get to that too. Plus a little recap of the White House press briefing today. But natural lawn of America, greener grass and fewer weeds. I was admiring my own lawn today. I really was. I mean, I had nothing to do with it. Natural Lawn of America has done all the work. That's a beautiful thing. But my lawn is lush and green, and I don't see any weeds. So I'm looking around, I don't see any weeds. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. Their safer organic approach to lawn care means that your lawn is going to be safer for the kids, safer for the pets, and you're going to get the results guaranteed. Plus, Natural Lawn of America is going to seed your lawn for free every year. That's right. That overseeding of your lawn makes a huge difference in terms of the health of your lawn. That's what you want to do. Use my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. From organic fertilizers to safer and complete insect control that really gets the job done, they're your one-stop shop. So use them just like I've been using them and get that free seeding every year by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED, Natural Lawn of America, a local family-owned company. The results are guaranteed, and take it from me because my lawn is beautiful, lush and green. I don't, no weeds, baby, no weeds. I don't want weeds. You want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Then call my lawn care company. Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, so speaking of mayors behaving badly, and before I get out of here and turn it over to Jimmy Fallon, Fox Across America, a North Dakota mayor has resigned after he was the subject of a sexual harassment investigation. Tom Ross, now the former mayor of Minot, North Dakota, sent an explicit nude video to Stephanie Stahlheim, the city attorney. And this happened, the exchange occurred just after the two officials got off a phone call where they discussed the suicide of a police officer who was under investigation at the time. The resignation as mayor comes more than 2 months after the incident and was submitted just before the Minot City Council was set to further discuss the investigation's findings on April 2nd. Ross maintained that he sent the video on accident, claimed he asked her not to open the video and to delete it. However, the thumbnail of the video itself was also graphic and was seen by the attorney as she went to delete the message. The nude video was meant to be sent to his girlfriend. This goes back to one of my Zioli axioms in life. Men should never, ever, ever send pictures of their junk. Ever. Under any circumstance. Ever. Nobody wants to see that. I'm telling you this. Nobody wants to see this. That's number one. That's the first thing. That's the first part of this. The second thing is, what the hell are you doing sending nudie pics to your girlfriend when you're the freaking mayor in the first place? Don't you know all of this stuff? All of this stuff is able to be hacked and subject to people finding you. Again, this is where a situation is. This mayor did the right thing and resigned because you can't, you got to question the judgment of this knucklehead. You know what I mean? You got to question the judgment of this knucklehead. Like, dude, don't you know in the year 2025, sending nude videos or nude pictures or pictures of your junk, well, you should never send pictures of your junk. And I don't even care if that's on papyrus. You shouldn't even mail a papyrus picture of your junk. I guess like a charcoal sketch or something like that. But don't you know that you're in this day and age? So that's the first. I'd say you're I'm at point. You're out. You're done. You know, just that alone right there. You're done. will we ever get to hear the audio of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur? Will that happen? This is what Caroline Levitt said.
Thank you, Caroline. There's been more reporting coming out now about President Biden's decline while in the White House. Is the White House considering releasing the audio of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur to the public, which the former president had previously blocked?
I don't have an update on that, but I can certainly check. I think the American people would be quite interested to hear that tape, but I'll double check on the release of it.
You should release it, and yes, because as all these books come out now regarding Biden's cognitive decline, i.e. his brain was freaking pudding and mush, all these tapes should be released. There's no reason not to. Remember, the special counsel, Robert Hur, came out and said, there's no, it could never prosecute the guy because he was a forgetful old man. He pulled the Uncle June in Sopranos, only Uncle Junior wasn't really gone. Biden's gone. But of course they should release that, and we should all have a right to hear it, and there's no question about that. This is a special counsel investigation. I can't imagine there was anything discussed that would be a national security issue. So absolutely release it. Not 100%. Do it, please. Do it today. But my favorite clip today from Caroline Levitt.
There's been some public sparring between Elon Musk and the president's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, on some of these tariffs. Musk actually referred to Navarro today as being, quote, dumber than a sack of bricks.
Are you at all, or is the administration, the president, at all concerned that this is maybe impacting the public's understanding of these tariffs? It might be messing with the message on it?
No, look, these are obviously two individuals who have very different views on trade and on tariffs. Boys will be boys, and we will let their public sparring continue. And you guys should all be very grateful that we have the most transparent administration in history. And I think it also speaks to the president's willingness to hear from all sides, that he has people at the highest levels of this government in this White House who have very diverse opinions on very diverse issues, but the president takes all opinions in mind, and then he makes the best decision based on the best interests of the American public. Deanna.
There you go. Boys will be boys. But my favorite clip, though, my favorite clip is a stammering Joe Scarborough this morning trying to report that the markets are rebounding, trying his best.
Headlines, New York Times talking about the trade war escalating and market turmoil spreading across the world. Wall Street Journal. I will say, Mika, fortunately, overnight Asia rebounded pretty strongly. Europe's looking pretty good. Futures also looking strong right now for the United States.
You're gonna have another day tomorrow, Scarborough. Fox Sports America with Jimmy Fallon's up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.